Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to World Literary Cafe Lounge. I'm your host, I am Shonda. Tonight's guest will be author Jamie Doyle, the author of Doubleback 1 and 2. So, we're going to start off by giving you a little information about Jamie. Jamie Doss is the oldest daughter of three girls. She was born in Chicago, Illinois. She fell in love with early novels after her mom gave her a book by Terry McMillan called Mama. After reading that book, she began to read another and noticed that the books were similar to the life she was living or had seen others live. At that very moment, she knew that these were the kinds of books she wanted to write someday. She could relate to it, and it moved her to want to write the same types of books. She was intrigued that books were being written about the urban life. After the passing of her mom, she began to write notebooks and poems and short stories. She knew that it was a way to cope with her pain. She used this time to build her writing skills as she was growing up. People didn't express their dreams too often, which made her shy away from telling people that she wanted to be a well-known published author someday. Jamie was always looking to improve her writing craft. She has a long list of great authors that she would love to work with someday. She has written two books, with one being published called Doubleback. But at the time now, she's on to Doubleback 2 and currently working on Doubleback 3. Well, that was a little brief overview of Ms. Jamie. We're going to let her on and let her tell you a little bit more that I may have not gotten into. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, boo, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
That's great. I kind of went over your bio, but if that's the things you want readers that may not know you or have not had a chance to pick up Doubleback or two and a plug, they are available, and Doubleback 3 is on its way. We still got time to catch up.
Definitely. You know, you got a little time. You know, and so go on and get Doubleback 1 and 2 because after the third one drop, these characters will be gone. I ain't bringing them back. They gone.
Hold on now. I ain't killing them all,
but they're going to just go on about their business. At least until a later date. But after three, yeah, we moving on to other people. Other stories, other lives, other dramas, you know.
Okay, so, Ms. Jamie, since you're starting the interview off talking about your writing folks off and crap, what other things do you have in store since you're killing off poor little Jasmine and poor little Goldie?
Well, I'm not going to kill them all, you know, but I'm going to put them in the closet, you know, let them get their stuff together, you know, I'm going to put them in the closet, yeah.
Okay, we're going to put them in the closet. So, while you got them in the closet, what do you have for us readers in store that you can give us a little hint about?
Well, what I'm very excited about, I am currently working on an erotic series that I'm doing. And that's all I'm going to say, because for those that know me, know I'm finna come with it. For those that don't know me, you better get to know me quick. And, you know, you can find a little snippet of me in Doubleback 1, Doubleback 2, but I'm really, really excited about my erotic series that I'm doing. And it's fun to do this erotic series, you know, because I might have to do research. And, you know, research
she
with
lying,
an erotic
y'all.
Series
she
can
be. She lying, y'all. Why you getting on my show lying? Why are you getting on my show telling stories? Not true.
I know, right? Damn, Jamie.
We keep it 100,
but no,
man.
Keeping it 100, I am working on that series. I am really, really excited about that because I get to show the side of me that is more prominent anyway. You know, I don't have to hide behind a a story. You know, I don't have to have her lovers. I can just really go in hard the way I want to. So, I'm really working on that. So be looking out for that. And I got a couple other things that's underway, you know, so I'm just going to kind of, you know, work around that, see when this is going to drop, and then I'll let everybody know what's the next move. But right now, the erotic series is what's next.
Okay. My next question, where can we find Jamie this year where we can get the up and close and personal hug or sign of we'll kiss the baby?
Well, my next place I'll be, I'll start doing some book signings and touring and starting in March. So my very first one in March, my big one, will be the Black Women's Expo in Chicago at the end of March. I believe it's the March 27th through the 29th, I do believe, 29th or 30th. But that's where I'll be. And I have some local Chicago libraries in March and April that has signed me, a couple of little social clubs that put me down for some book signings. So as they, you know, as the months get closer, I'll be releasing dates and flyers on those. So, yeah, I'm going to be in a lot of different places, you know, doing a lot of Midwest stuff, you know, since I am from Chi-Town. You know, I'm doing a lot of Midwest stuff, but I will be out, you know, doing, like, other bigger cities, you know, so I look forward to that as well.
Okay, also, readers, if you did not know, Jamie has her own blog called Jamie's Point of View. You can find her or follow her at jamiespointofview.wordpress.com. Check her out. She's got some of her nice pieces on there, and you'll find out that she don't have to research erotica at all. I don't know who she is, but we're going to let her fool y'all. Okay, we got a few people in the queue. They didn't say they want to talk, but we're going to check in and see if they do.
Okay.
Hello, caller, 704-774. Did you want to speak with Jamie?
No, I'm just listening. Just a big fan.
Oh, okay, thank you. Keep listening. Hello, caller 708-927. Did you want to speak with Miss Jamie?
Hey, Miss Jamie.
Hey, Miss Jamie.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
I'm good. Now, I really don't have any questions for Jamie at this time, but I've known Jamie for like
she
forever.
She knows everything.
Like 14. But what I do want to say to the people who don't know Jamie is Jamie is a go-getter. Jamie's a giver. She has a big heart. If you need anything,
yes,
her
does.
Door is always open. And she's going to give it to you straight, no chaser. So her book, I read one of her books. I haven't read the other two, but I will get around to them. But she works hard, and support her. That's what I want to say.
Oh, shucks. Where's my tissue at?
But it's the truth. I'm keeping it real. I'm not just calling in on some, you know, I ain't got nothing else to do kind of tip. I'm just telling the actual truth.
And I like the truth.
Yeah,
this is speaking
my
truth.
We talk all the time.
Yeah. Well,
and
I truly, truly appreciate that. I really do. I truly appreciate that.
Yeah, she's a hard worker, you know. She can balance a lot at one time. She has other things going on more than just her book. You know, it's just a matter of time of getting it all off the ground. So I just want to let everybody know
Indeed.
Yeah. So I just want everybody to know that about her. And support her, you know.
You.
I want to keep the sister trying to make something happen.
See,
all right, well,
hard working woman over here.
That's right. Okay.
Thank you for calling and supporting Jamie.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, no problem. All right,
honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay,
Ms. Jamie.
Yes, ma'am.
So, we have flipped the script a little bit. Come back, we say again, for those who don't know, erotica is where Jamie should have been.
Yes.
That is her home.
Yes.
So, if you're on Facebook, you can find her. Jamie, what did you read the group? I'm sorry. I'm drawing a blank at this moment. She has a Facebook.
What was it? Just Jamie's. What do I have? Jamie's Exotic Reading Lounge.
So if you're looking for Jamie and want to hang out, kick it, and get some real live conversation going on, that's a place you can find her. Jamie also has her own author like page. Stop by and give her some likes and stay updated with things that's going on inside of Jamie's world. I'm sure you guys seen a flyer that we promoted that says Jamie's World. This is really Jamie's World. She's going to take it by storm. Get on the ride now, so that when she done took you by storm, you can go on the ride with her.
Yeah, because if if you went on that ride with me, you might get lost.
There's no mic. She going to leave you in the background. She'll thank you for the support, but you will be in the back of the bus. And I will be on the front of the bus when they take off.
I know that's right.
So, again, honestly, I'll do one better. The next caller to come and call in and ask the question, we'll get both double back one and two. So if you listen and you have not read the book, I ask that you have not read the book, because it does not benefit Jamie for you to get the book and return them. So I want it to be someone that have not read the books and will enjoy reading them and will write reviews. So the next person that calls in, hits me in the inbox. Whatever you do, we'll have a set of books for you.
Awesome.
I think we may have one.
All right.
Good evening, Fashion Poet.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, how are you? and apparently Jamie knows who it is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, my honey.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I am well. This is like, you know, a very big surprise coming away from Barbados, you know. I love it.
You know I gotta support my girl, too. You know it.
That's what I like. You know, they come for me when they do, and I'm all smiles over here, you know. So what's going on, Passion?
Well, I had a really, really busy day today, but I've been working hard. You know how it is. The Rocket Empire has to be built, so I am pushing my books as well, and just enjoying life. As you know how I do, live passionately.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, since you called in, as was stated earlier, looks like you're going to get both of these books. Am I correct?
Yes, we're correct. So all I need.
Okay, was it like physical book?
Yes.
Wow, awesome! Because I already have them. But I already have them on Kindle. I don't care. Give me the book. Yay!
What the hell is this? What do you mean if you got them on Kindle? Unless you just want my signature.
You know, girl, anything you got, I want. You know that too.
All right now.
You know, anything you got, I want.
Yeah, I do know this. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Are we still talking about books here?
Well,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah,
well, you know.
Well, let's put it this way. You open the page and I can be tagged. We can still be talking about this. I can write in you anytime. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna take that. Well, you know. Passion Poet is on my Facebook page as well, and he sees a lot of the stuff, not just about my books, because, you know, there's always flyers posted about my books, but he's also engaged in a lot of my Freaky Friday posts. You know, I was doing it for fun, and now they're coming for me asking me where my post is at. So I think it has taken on a life of its own, you know. Trying to pull all my goods out of me. I got to keep some for myself. So for all of those that do, you know, see me on Facebook and haven't engaged and, you know, just open conversation with me, come on and join me. You know, I won't bite unless.
Oh. Okay.
back and forth. Thank you for calling in and supporting Jamie.
No problem, love. I will always support. She knows this. Wherever she is, I will follow. And we, you know, we make a lot of jokes and we talk a lot of shit and stuff, but that's my girl to the end. So, I will always be supporting her, you know what I'm saying? So I had to come on. Like, this is the first time that I've been on a show. Whether I'm performing or even listening for the entire year and literally for a couple of months. So, you know what I'm saying? But I hear Jamie on, I had to turn my computer on and come and listen.
Well, I truly appreciate you for coming on and supporting me. I really, really do. And, you know, as always, the favor always will be returned.
Yeah, you know, baby. I know. So I'm
going to... All right.
I'm going to listen. Thank you. You can put me back on mute. I'll be listening.
All righty. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, Ms. Jamie. Put you back in your corner. So, besides the Freaky Friday, the new books that's going to be coming out, what else is going on in Jamie's world?
Hello?
Jamie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So what else is going on inside of Jamie's world?
I'm working on a Blog Talk Radio show myself. You know me, I can run my mouth all day long. I love to talk. So I am working on that. So, you know, listeners and the ones, you know, callers, everybody, you know, look out for that. It will be posted soon. So basically, you know, I'm just trying to get the third book off the ground, which will be coming soon as well, doing the erotic series. And, you know, my blogs that I do, I love doing those. You know, I get to talk about not only sex, but I get to talk about a lot of other things. You know, stuff that's going on in the community, you know, just a lot of different things. You know, anything related to Black Power, I'm all for. So anytime I see something like that, I got to talk about it. I got to run my mouth about it. And like I say at every end of my, at the end of every one of my blogs, you know, this is just Jamie's point of view. You ain't got to like it. You ain't got to agree with it. But one thing you will do, you will respect what I say. Like I said, my next thing is the Blog Talk Radio, you know. So, yeah, just kind of incorporating a lot of different things and just getting them out there.
Okay, so how has this been? Because, you know, we're almost darkening the year anniversary from Double Back.
Yes, we are. Shoot.
Yeah, we are. So it's almost
the
end. So how do you feel?
A year later, I am ecstatic, only because every time I write another book, it's something that I did. I can look back on that and say, I did that. You know, I am literally seeing my dreams come true right in front of me. And it's opening up other avenues for me, just other stuff, and I'm just loving it all. I am humble enough to know that these are my dreams that I wanted from early on, and to just follow them. And, you know, don't let nothing stand in my way. So every time I look at a cover of Double Back or somebody just said, oh, I just downloaded it. Really, really, I think to myself, it's been out almost a year, you know. But that's another follower, that's another fan, that's someone who's, you know, really wants to see what I got to say. So I appreciate that. So I'm feeling really good, you know, that I can look back and say, yeah, I did that a year ago. Now I'm doing this. And I do feel the growth. I see the growth. And people around me see the growth as well. So I'm just really glad about that.
Okay. So what do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Honestly, I really just see myself being a household name. You know, I'm trying to build a brand as we speak. You know, when people say, have you heard of, you know, them well-known authors. Yeah, when they hear Jamie, I want to be right there in that bunch. I don't, you know, I don't want to be a, well, who is she? Well, I got to go see what she about. No, yeah, I want people to know. And that's what I'm working towards, to just be well-known in my craft, you know, to have been, you know, traveled to cities, different places, just out, really out there, you know, getting to know the people who in turn is learning who I am by reading my books and, you know, coming to different cities I'm a being and stuff like that. So I really just see me just thriving, just really, really, really at the top of my game 5 years from now.
Okay. And kind of give us a gist of your writing style for those, again, that have not read them.
My writing style has a little bit of not everything, but a little bit of love, a little bit of romance, and a whole lot of sex, simply put. But I don't tell the traditional romance story. Girl meets boy, girl falls in love with boy, they break up, they get back together, and live happily ever after. No, I don't write that way. My writing style tells the ugly side of romance. Boy meets girl, girl falls in love with boy, boy is cheating on girl, girl is so far in love with boy till she can't even function, and here she is, will not leave him, cannot leave him. Why? Because she just knows she loves him so much, she can't go. This relationship is going to work. Yep, I know. This sounds stupid. I know women look and say, how in the world could women be? Yes, trust me. If women was not like this, I wouldn't have nothing to write about unless I literally made it up. So I pretty much write on the lines of just not of the stuff that I normally don't read about, you know, and I'm like, okay, let me take a stab at this. I'm going to tell the side that make us look soft, make us look like we're just so not together because of this guy who has entered our lives. But in the underlying part of that, love is there. You know, love is what's really holding them together. But nobody wants to say, girl, yeah, he messed me up so bad mentally. I was standing outside, hiding in the bushes, you know, trying to see who was up in there. Nobody wants to hear that because, yeah, it makes you look crazy. It makes you look, you know, sprung or whatever the words they use in these days. It makes you look all of that. But that's reality. You know, nobody wants to really talk about it. People want to say, yeah, girl, he had me so messed up. I left him. I ain't never turned back. Really? That's not the truth. We all have doubled back a few times, whether we want to say we have or haven't. So I just wanted to, you know, keep my writing style on what I call the ugly truth, because a lot of people don't want to see themselves in books. And I think I'm going to keep it at that. I like what I write. Everybody may not understand it in the beginning, but as you continue this journey with me, you'll eventually pick up the book and say, I get it. And as long as you get it, I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. What are some other hobbies or interests that Jamie has that others do not know about?
Jamie's really a homebody. I'm really a homebody. Once I am home and I done changed into my flannel wear, I just really want to sit here, watch some movies, and just, you know, indulge in whatever ice cream I want that night. But if I do so happen to want to go out, I'm more of a movie girl. Movie, just small gatherings with friends and families. You know, I don't have to do anything big and extravagant. You know, if a time calls for that, fine, cool, I'm good with it. But for the most part, if I'm not at home chilling with the kids and, you know, doing my mommy thing, yeah, just nice intimate things is more my speed, you know, which I look forward to as often as I can. I'm not a big bowler or nothing like that. Can't roll a ball down the lane to save my soul. But guess what? The kiddos like it, so that's what I do that with them. I'm also embarking on getting into some photos, doing some photos, and I'm looking to not, I don't want to use the word model because I'm nowhere near a model, but I've had a few people ask me, have I thought about, you know, doing photos for this, that, and the other, and I'm like, really? So I'm going to take a stab at smiling for the camera.
Okay. So what are some other things that you enjoy doing? Like you said, you bowling is not your thing.
I'm just, you know, just anything, you know, partying with friends and family, you know, traveling. Somebody say we traveling road trip. Yeah, I'm there. I want to go. Yeah. You know, that's just really what I love to do outside of the stuff that I'm already doing. Outside of that, you know, Jamie is very, very simple. I don't need, you know, glitz and glam to have a beautiful weekend or a beautiful day. Just give me some good people, good drinks, and I'm good. You know, I don't, you know, like I said, if we are going somewhere, a cruise or a big party or something like that, I'm there. I can have fun and I'm going to have fun. But for the most of the time, all I want to do is just, you know, hang with friends and family, do some catching up, because as I started writing, I don't see as many people as I used to. You know, some is for good reasons, but, you know, I just really don't. So when I do get that time to, you know, sit down at the table with family and friends and just, you know, do that whole catch-up thing, I'm in heaven. That's where it is to me, you know. It gets no better than friends and family. And you have to remember those moments. And I try to remember them because, like I say, when I'm out there and I'm, you know, with other people, trying to get recognized and, you know, just daily life of trying to be this, you know, great author, you know, some of the things that I used to do has taken a back seat. So when I do get a chance to, you know, just be Jamie, you know, not Author Jamie, not Freaky Friday Jamie, not Blog Talk Jamie, none of that. When I just get to be Jamie and my sister and them sitting next to me telling me, girl, you know, we get to reminiscing and, yeah, I'm just Jamie. And Jamie just loves the simple things. That's it. That's all.
Okay. So out of the Double Back series, what is your favorite? Who is your favorite character, and what is your favorite scenario about the book?
Out of the entire Double Back series, Goldie is my favorite. I love Goldie. I fell in love with Goldie as I wrote this book. My favorite scenario is basically him trying to be this big, tough, don't care, it's my rules, if you don't like it, you know, he always get a women what? The do sign. You know, and he just gone about his business. But as a human being, human beings don't work that way. You may be the toughest somebody on the face of this earth, but once you got that woman who has not only got under your skin, but she is now living in your veins, all that tough shit don't matter no more. You start breaking. You may be breaking slowly, and I like to see how he has broke each time he thought he was going to lose her. You know, he shed it more and more of that, you know, the streetness about him. And, you know, just came to be more and more of what he needed to be, not only for himself as a man, but for the sake of the relationship. So I just love to see him. Each time I wrote his name, each chapter, each book, you know, he hands down is the best for me.
Okay, and let's talk about Ms. Jasmine. Where you get her from and why?
Miss Jasmine lives in a lot of us women. You know, a lot of people wanted me to make her to be the, you know, headstrong. She wasn't headstrong when it came to love, but she was headstrong in other departments, you know. But everybody wanted her to be just because, you know, nobody wants to see a woman with a man who is dogging them out. But she refused to give up on him, like so many women do. We refuse to give up on the one we love. You know, he can, you know, tell you we're done, it's over. But as long as your heart's still beating a beat of love for him, you stay and you try to make it work. And that's what Jasmine did. That's why I put her in the book the way I did, because that's what most women go through. And, yeah, it looked, it, like I said earlier, it looks crazy. It looks shit. It's just, who could possibly do this type of shit? Who could possibly be in a relationship like this? Why is she allowing this man to do this, then the other? And it's all based on love. She refused to leave that man. But as we all know, you can just do so much to a woman. But when they done, they done. And she had her I'm done moment. And I was happy to see that. When she had that I'm done moment. Now, just because a person have an I'm done moment don't mean the love has stopped. That means they just choose them at that moment in hopes that you get your crap together. So while he marinated over there and did him, she went on ahead and did him. Her love never stopped, but she knew it was time for her to do Jasmine. That's exactly what she did. And, you know, it helped him continue to grow into the person he was supposed to be, you know, for the sake of the relationship. So, yeah, that's where I got Jasmine from. Just thinking of all the women, include myself, who has been there, done that, tired of doing that, don't want to do it no more. I say, yeah, this is who she is finna be.
Okay, so this erotica series that you're doing, is it going to be like an e-book series?
Yes.
Or is it going to be paper? Yes. Okay, so it's going to be like
it's going to be paper. It's going to be paperback as well. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. And I wanted to do that. Actually, I wanted to do that first. But I talked myself out of it. You know, I was like, no, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to go relationship. I'm going to go romance. I'm going to go this. I'm going to go there. In fact, I really just wish I had just took to what I wanted to and did erotica first. I mean, you know me. You see what I write. You see what I talk about. You know,
right.
That's where I wanted to go. But I went there first, which is fine. Cool. I'm glad. And this book from here on out is going to do all that it's going to do. And other books is going to follow that. But my erotica series is really where my heart beats. And I just can't wait to actually reveal the name and all of that kind of stuff. But until then, I'm sitting here, I'm in the vault, you know, deep in the vault, tip-tapping away on these keys, you know, getting it ready for you guys. But, yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a great one, if, in fact. So, yeah, I'm just bringing a lot of what you already see me talk about, you know, on Freaky Friday, not Freaky Friday, whenever. You know, my mouth is always running about something, especially if it involves them three little sexy-ass letters, S-E-X. Yeah, so I'm just going to bring that to a whole, you know, book for you guys, and we're going to really get to talk about some stuff.
Okay. And, what are some other things that, a year later, let me go with this question. A year later, you've been a published author for a year. What have you seen as far as from when you first came into the game and to now a year later into the game?
Good question. I have seen that people aren't who they normally say they are. And what I mean by that is, I've seen a lot of people approach me in ways to either try to get something out of me, find something out, or whatever. Not coming to me to genuinely be a friend, or you know, I don't mind sharing any information. You know, hell, I had to learn it. You know, it's a first for everybody. I don't care what it is. Everybody has done it. first, you know, the first for everything, for everybody. So I don't mind sharing what I know. And I always say, if I don't know, we will find out together. But then, you know, if you're not, they want you to do it this way, then, you know, they won't have anything to do with you. Or, you know, people only want something when they figure they can get something out of you. You know, you don't see their ass for 3 months. Soon as you say you finna do this, that, or other, that may or may not have the word free at the end of it, they come running. Well, where was y'all 3 months ago? I am so humble and so solid in my love for people till it's undeniable. Nobody that has ever crossed me, crossed my path and say, Jamie said we was really tight, but all she really wanted was. There's nobody on the face of God's green earth that can actually say those words and actually be telling the truth. There's nowhere in the world. If I bring you into my world, you know, that means I feel like you are somebody. But I've noticed a lot of people don't care how they get to, you know, the next level. You know, they're allowing you, they're, you know, do whatever they have to do. Especially if it makes them look better in the limelight. You know, I don't give a damn about the limelight. You know, I just want to write my books, going to be successful at it, working that ladder to be successful, plus anything else that I try to do. So I try not to worry about the ones, the naysayers, or the ones that's, you know, trying to step on toes to get to the next level. I really don't. And that's a lot of stuff that I've been seeing to the point where you don't know who you're talking to these days. You really don't. You have to really try to be a good judge of character when you're talking to people. When I look at everybody, when I talk to everybody, I always immediately say somebody, they have a motive. I don't know what you want, you know, but if you ain't talking positivity, you know, buying a book, supporting or something like that, then I know I need to put you in, you know, the motives pile, you know, because you ain't did nothing that makes me want to keep you in my world. That's really what I've been seeing that's just kind of sickening to me. You know, you just never know who you're standing next to, you know. So, you know, you just got to be sharp and be on your toes at all times. And then, you know, those that you were good with, you find out along the way you're not cool with anymore for whatever reason, you know, and rumors start and bullshit start, and next thing you know, hey, you standing in the same place you were standing at before them, by yourself, which is fine by me. At least I can see clear when I'm standing that way, you know. So that's, in this last year, that's what I've seen. But I've been able to stand my ground, you know, keep focus. And when I don't know, I go to the ones I know can give me a better direction, because like I said, I don't know everything. As much as I would love to believe that I do, I don't. So I don't, you know, fall, you know, into the whole he say, she say, why you with this person, why you with that, you can make a better over, you know, with this company. No, just leave me be. I'm happy where I'm at, you know, and I don't have a reason to play people against each other. That's not how I roll. That's not what I do. Once I see you do it, you good as gone, though. Believe that, you know. This year I've seen a lot of that. And I know this is how it works. This is how people are. But like I said, I'm so secure in what I do. I don't let it bother me in a way where I feel like I have to join their team, so to speak, to get recognition or whatever the case may be.
No,
you know, so
I want to cut you off, and it's not in a rude way I want to cut you off, because I want to say that I think, and I may get some flack for this by me being a promoter, and I probably shouldn't say this, but as Jamie said earlier, I really don't give a damn because I'm me.
Yeah, you got to say what you got to say.
I think that you probably are with one of the few decent publishing houses is here. You know, like you say, you have people that have their opinion and their statements, and I can do this for you. But let's just be real. You're not going to do no more than what the Lord's going to allow to do.
Right.
So why jump team and go find somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say this, that I respect Jamie, because you do not and will not hear her name in a whole lot of he and they.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
And I must say, with working with her in the year, over a year, she's always kept it real. You know where she's coming from, and it is what it is. So I have to, you know, iterate a little bit better, where I think as a reader, I can say a little bit more than a person who's published and got to continue to keep, you know, somewhat of a face because they're broke.
Right.
So that was my gist of that, because, you know, as being in a promotion, you hear the rumors. Like you said, you hear them, did you hear Jamie was this, or did you hear, not saying, let me clarify this, not saying that, I just use it for the
example. Before I get
inboxes later saying, what did Jamie do? Jamie did nothing. He didn't do
hypothetically anything. Speaking, people.
Hypothetically, yes. Because we got some nasty people in the world, and we'll take that and turn it into something totally different. So let me say, quote unquote, you have to learn, and I think that's something I've learned from Jamie, that the grass is no greener on the other side of the street than it is on the street you're already on. You have to work with what you got to make it best for you.
Of course.
But within this year, I would like to publicly say that I think it's a lot of people that have slept on Double Back. I urge you to check it out. Give it a fair break. Write reviews. The authors need them. Because for a book to be out almost a year, and we've known we gave copies out, people said they bought them, but the reviews don't show that.
Right.
Reviews help authors.
I was just going to say, it's just like, you know, going to a damn hotel. First thing people do, click on a review. They want to see what people got to say before you decide. And if you get too many people say, oh, no, you ain't going to that hotel. But if you get a whole bunch of people saying, oh, this was the best, I will go again, you're gonna click the book button. Books are the same. You know, we do a lot of promoting. You know, a lot of times promotionals are not free. You know, we do a lot of traveling. We do a lot of stuff to get recognized out here. And I do understand that people say they're going to do something and fall short and be like, oh, my God, I was supposed to leave a review. I understand life gets in the way. I am nowhere near saying that you have to buy a book and exactly when you're done with it, you know, leave a review within that moment. I'm not saying that. I know people get busy and stuff like that. But I am just saying, whether it's bought, given to you, you want it, whatever the case may be, however you get, you know, Double Back and anything that I do, and not just mine, authors, period, those reviews matter, you know. It's like without them, who are you again? With them, you start reeling them in slowly but surely. You know, they still not show, especially if they ain't never heard of you before. And now understand, authors have to build, you know. Why choose you when I can choose this? Why choose this? You know, you have the freedom to read whatever you want, yes. But at the same time, if I've given out 500 copies of Double Back and 1,400 more were downloaded free, you better damn well believe I'm looking for a whole bunch of reviews, you know. And people don't understand. We as authors need those reviews. Good, bad, otherwise. You say what you want. Of course we want all the 5 stars. Of course we want all the good ones and stuff like that. But people, not only us, but people look for them reviews who are like, well, where are the reviews at? You know, they want to know what somebody else had to say about this book. That's why, you know, it's very, very important. You know, you may hear some authors mention it sometimes. You know, people don't want to, like, beat you up with reviews, but it's very, 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 very important. And I really don't think a lot of the readers understand how important it is as an author, for authors to get those reviews. It's not just saying, oh, I got her book, oh, it was good. Okay, you said that on my Facebook page. I'm going to need for you to use the same words and go on over to Amazon and say exactly what it was, you know. It takes no time. So, you know, for all the readers that's listening, you know, once again, It's not just about Double Back. Any author out here, we are looking for those reviews because it helps us, you know, maintain what we already have out there, you know, especially before we try to bring out something else. And it also helps the other readers that's coming behind you trying to figure out, oh, is this a good book or not? What should I do? Should I get it? Should I, you know, so go on and just write some reviews. It takes no time. You know, you can, hell, you could practically sit on the toilet and write a review, you know. Just go on and do that for us. And we'll see you on the next giveaway. We got you, boo. Come on with them reviews.
Okay, you got a few more seconds left in this lovely interview that we had. I'll tell people where they can find you to do whatever they could do to help Jamie get to the next level.
Well, for those that don't know, you can always find me on Facebook at Author Jamie Dalsey. I'm also on Twitter at Jamie_Dalsey, and you can also find me on Instagram at I am underscore JL411. You can get in contact with me any. You can get in contact with me any one of those ways. You know, also I'm on. You can find me on Google Plus. Hit up my author page. You know, I'm always doing something. You always find me out there, you know, talking and running my mouth. So, you know, if you got a book and you haven't left a review, go on and do that. Matter of fact, do it right now. Go on and leave your review. If you don't have a book, head on over to Amazon where you can get it. You know, paperback and ebook is over there. You can get it and be ready for the final installment of Double Back soon.
I didn't ask you to repeat that number.
You know, I did have a few people hit me in my inbox and ask me, is there going to be a part four? I like to hit the flow. A part four? Oh, no, honey. But it will be. I don't know if it'll be a part four, but I may, you know. I may have some characters make a surprise visit in another book later on. But, you know, we all have to wait and see who that character going to be and what book is going to be in.
Okay, I want to throw this out. Book club, people that's doing events this year. If you're looking for a new author that you want to make them a household name, you can read Jamie at, and Jamie's going to tell you all the information to book her for your event. Go ahead, Jamie.
Well, what did you just say? Said that everywhere they can get me. What? No, I'm just playing.
I need you to give a book club can reach you about booking you. I'm sure
book club can definitely. Of course.
I'm sure you can find out Facebook.
Yeah, of course. Definitely all book clubs. You can reach me at JamieDalsey@gmail.com. Or if you're on my Facebook page, hit my inbox, or you can hit LaShonda's inbox. I don't know your email.
You can reach me if you can't find Jamie, which is not likely that you'll never find Jamie on Facebook. But again, if you can't, you can inbox me at I am Shonda Hamilton, and I will get that information over to you. Anything that I cannot answer again, I will use Jamie's favorite word. Hold on, we gonna find out.
Right.
I never steer
right.
you wrong. I might not have an answer when you get there. By the time the conversation over, I'll have you in the way you need to be.
Of course. So, yeah. Once again, that's JamieDalsey@gmail.com for all the book clubs out there, especially all my Chi-Town book clubs. You know, like I said, I'm right here in Chi-Town, so, of course, you know, want to shake hands and greet and kiss and hug all Chi-Town lovers of reading and all of that. But anybody, especially if you're in the Midwest, you know, just come on, hit me up, and let's get some dates booked.
Again, I would like to say I thank you for taking this ride with Jamie. I'm sure she does the same. We ask that you continue to hold on to your feet for things is new. This is a new year, new things, new beginning. We'll
Indeed.
Do this show again. At another time. Same place, but another time. We'll actually meet back when the third book of Double Back drops. So until then, be safe, love one another, and focus on being the best thing you can be. Have a great evening.
Bye, everybody.
And thank you for your time this evening, Jamie.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem. See you in a few when the next book drops.
All right.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.